At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
College football games tonight for your enjoyment. Missouri, Central Arkansas, Nebraska, Cincinnati, the two big ones. And then Friday night, KU plays Wagner. Wagner.
Great game. Central Arkansas and Wagner. Way to come out of the gates firing for both of those. KU had their game against Fresno State. But those are the college football games that nobody wants to pay attention to. And nobody wants to go to Wagner and Central Arkansas State University. Come on, man. Like, I like the fact that the SEC is going to.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The 9 regular season games, they're making everybody play a legit team in the non-conference because these directional school games have got to go. It's a different age of college football now. We want big games.
Missouri, 36.5 point favorites. Nebraska, 6.5 point favorites against Cincinnati, and it's sold out Arrowhead Stadium.
It's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be hype.
Real is going to look like Mahomes, dude.
People are going to think it's Patrick out there. I mean,
I do have a bet tonight already. Put it in early.
Got to figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
I'm going heavy on the Big Red, dude.
Okay.
They're here. They've arrived.
Hit me.
Nebraska, 6.5. Dane Key, 60 or more receiving yards. Bang. Number one receiver for Dylan Raiola at Nebraska.
Okay, let's go.
Over 51.5. Dylan Raiola might have that in the first half point-wise. 2 touchdown passing for Dylan Raiola.
I like it.
250 yards passing for Dylan Raiola.
Woo.
Plus 900.
There we go.
Talk to you tomorrow when I lost $10.
Yeah, I was going to say that ain't hitting.
Well, we'll see.
Let's go.
We'll see.
Come on.
Go what was the red, game baby. Last week? We thought, well, yeah, you got to. Oh, the Iowa State K-State game. Yeah. We thought, yeah, you got to take the over in this thing.
Well, and again, that was on like a Tuesday, and we didn't know that the weather was going to be a slop pit of rain in Ireland, which we could have looked at the forecast.
And we should have thought Ireland rain. I mean, it rains over there all
the
time.
That was one thing that I really started taking note of when I would do the fantasy show on Sunday when we got kind of like in the October and November months. I'd be like, hey, you can play this guy. But again, 70% chance of rain and going to be 48 degrees. Let that play affect you. Like that could happen some sort of, you know, if you're in that swing mode with like a player that's playing, you know, you got a guy that, you know, his matchup looks pretty good, but he's not a, you know, the guy that this guy's been, but this guy that's been good, he's playing in swamp conditions in Miami today where it's going to pour rain all day. So, no, but it's a big game in Arrowhead tonight. Sold out Cincinnati. Yeah. I have to ask, are the big four there? And the big four, I mean, Pat, Brittany, Travis, Taylor. Here's why I ask. Cincinnati, the alumni of Travis Kelce, recently engaged in town. We know this because they got engaged in Lee Summit. And
we would.
And then Mahomes and Raiola are boys. They share the same trainer in Bobby. And, you know, why not go on a double date to Arrowhead? You got the week before the season starts. You're all in town. My guess is the big four are there in a suite. It's on ESPN.
Yeah.
Any takers? Any naysayers? 7 o'clock.
8 o'clock. We had a caller.
Oh, it is 8 o'clock Central time.
I looked it up. It's 8 o'clock. I mean, on ESPN, it
8 o'clock Central time that game starts.
I mean, that's what it listed as. I'll look
really?
At it
that's
again.
That's an ass time to start a game. So I don't know. Because it's game week now.
It is 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
Wow. Yeah. That's a late start.
Yeah, it stinks.
That really is a late start. That's 9 o'clock East Coast time. That's where Cincinnati. I mean, that's a really late start. Okay.
Thank you to the caller.
Yeah, no doubt. So I think Travis will be there. I don't know if anybody else will be there.
Like, he's just going to be there solo?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he'll have somebody with him, but I don't think it's going to be Taylor. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, Mahomes. This is officially game week now, right? Like, they're starting the true
Lock
preparation.
In.
Like, they leave, what, Wednesday morning for
Brazil?
For Brazil. And so you backtrack a little bit. Like, was Andy at the podium yesterday, right, and speaking? So it's kind of the beginning of game week. So I don't know how all of that factors in. I would think Travis would try to be there, obviously, because it's his alma mater. But I don't know if you're Taylor, if you want to, you know, make your first appearance, you know, at a college football game or whatnot since the engagement or how that's going to work, even if you want to deal with all of that kind of stuff. But, you know, I would think Travis would be there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see Patrick Mahomes and guys like that there. But I also think it's the beginning of game week. So I don't know how that really truly does factor in for them. It's not Labor Day weekend for them. It's like get ready to play football for them.
No, but I mean, I don't know. I don't know why they, I don't think that there's any reason why they wouldn't be there.
Quite frankly, I don't care if they're there. It doesn't change the game for me at all or anything like that.
But and that's not the discussion.
No,
that's not trying to like, that just sounds like you're pissing on the idea of having a little fun.
No.
Because like, it's, of course, we don't care if they're there. It's just a topic that has a lot of emphasis on who the superstars are in Kansas City. Like, that's his alma mater.
Yeah, I think he'll be there, but I don't know if Taylor, I don't even know if Taylor's in town anymore, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess sorry for having fun. Ben Maurer, join us at the other side of this break. But before we do that, we are 8 days away from the first official game of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mac, take it away.
8 days, baby. Let's go. We heard the Rashee Rice news yesterday. We'll miss the first 6 games of the season due to a suspension. So I ask you and the listeners, you can send us voice messages if you'd like to on the Odyssey app. Or call in and just talk to me. You know, who knows? Who is the one that needs to step up in Rashee Rice's absence? We know he's the number one target.
Ooh.
He's going to get the brunt, the bulk, if you will, of targets when he's back. But for those first 6 weeks, which is a tough 6 games, who is the one that needs to step up the most in his absence? Is it Kelce is worthy, or is there someone else? I'll ask you guys.
I'm going to go with a different one, not one that you mentioned.
Okay.
I think it's Hollywood Brown.
I love it.
Because he's the veteran, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, not technically on this team. He's
no,
only in his second year, but from an NFL standpoint, he's
no question.
Veteran NFL wide receiver. And so I think when you're in a situation where you lose somebody, you look to your veterans and you say, hey, old dude, step it up a bit. So I think Hollywood Brown has to be that guy for me.
I think it's Xavier Worthy. We're now in year two of Xavier Worthy. We saw an exceptional year one as the rookie. Look, man, are the routes crispier? Is the field vision better? Are the hands better? Is the trust and the communication between he and Patrick Mahomes on a level playing field of even more exceptional between the two of them? I think Xavier Worthy, man, if he comes out of the gates and he's putting up, you know, getting 7-8 targets a game, taking in 5-6 catches, 7 catches a game, and putting up triple digits, because he's a guy that also, if you can, you can run a few Rashee Rice routes with him.
Oh yeah,
over
so
the middle
a lot last year,
and he did that a lot last year.
And if you can get that little, you know, 5-yard cushion where he can streak across the middle of the field, take that, and then turn that into like a Tyreek Hill type of play.
Bye-bye.
Because one thing that we saw with Tyreek Hill, and again, I'm not comparing the two, I'm comparing the jump. And what we saw with Tyreek Hill when he first came into the league, it was, hey, go all the way down the field and take a couple of jet sweeps. Am I wrong with that?
Mm-hmm.
That was exactly what they did with him.
Give him the ball.
And then the second year, you know, obviously Tyreek got beefed up and got really big, but became a receiver, not a gadget receiver.
A great job of transforming himself into that, because at first when he came into the league, you're thinking Dexter McCluster type of stuff. And I will say this about Tyreek Hill, and I don't personally care to ever be in the same room as Tyreek Hill, but that guy, I mean, he makes the list of the top 5 players that have transformed their careers on the field better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Like what he did, I give him a lot of credit. Like, if you're a kid and you're saying, all right, how do I make the most of my career in the NFL from an on-field standpoint?
Mm-hmm.
The way that Tyreek Hill grew as a wide receiver was one of the best transformations we've seen in sports.
It was.
He did unbelievable things to become the wide receiver that he became. Obviously, Patrick and Andy and Alex all factored in and helped with that. But that's all on him to transform himself into that. If Xavier Worthy has the jump from year one to year two that Tyreek Hill had, nobody's even going to be mentioning Rashee Rice. I hate to be that. Like, if Xavier Worthy does what Dusty just said from year one to year two, Tyreek Hill, forget about it, man. Like, people, then you get Rashee Rice back, then the world is going to lose its mind.
Yeah, it's just, and again, I'm not comparing him to Tyreek Hill. I'm just comparing the process, because we've always seen this in Andy Reid's system. The first year receiver is kind of blanketed, kind of sheltered, and then they're kind of set to go out. There have been some exceptions. Rashee Rice is one of those. DeSean Jackson, maybe another one, and Jeremy Maclin as well. But we saw the evolution of Tyreek Hill from speed to speed and precision.
Yeah.
And if we can see that from Xavier Worthy, he can take off. Now, I know there's, Tyquan Thornton's out there as well from New England, who used to be a high pick for them, and now he's got some speed. I think he's got like a 4.3 speed as well.
He does.
Travis Kelce could be there. Hey, we really wanted to, you know, slow your process down until the end of the season, until the playoffs ramped up, so that you are your best self. well, unfortunately, your number one wide receiver is now
that
out for
6 games.
Starts
in week 7, Trav.
And now it's like, yeah. Like, hey, right, week 7, you're going to get it. And then you'll have the bye week in week 10.
In Brazil.
So just hold on. You'll get the week 7. We'll take a little off. And then week 10, we'll put you on the bye, get you some rest and all that sort of thing. But for me, it's Xavier Worthy or Tyquan Thornton as well because of what they bring with that element of speed, and hopefully they both have the communication and the know-it-all with Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
now.
I also think, too, with Travis Kelce, he's got a lot to prove this year to a lot of doubters out there, right?
Yes,
oh, he's washed. He's no good anymore. Why can't he just dominate for the first 6 games of this season? Because I think he is. I do. I think people, a week from tomorrow, or I guess Saturday, when people are waking up, they go, I guess Travis Kelce isn't washed. Like, I think he's putting on a show on Friday night in Brazil. I really do. I think it's going to be the Travis Kelce show. And everybody's going to walk away going, holy crap, this team is legit. Like, I think he puts on, as they said in Major League, he's going to put on a hitting display. He's going to put on a catching display in that because he wants it. He wants to let everybody know that Super Bowl was not me. This is the lasting memory I want everybody to have.
That season wasn't me.
Yeah,
I mean, not
that
the Super
season.
Bowl. That
yeah,
season,
you're right.
I mean, there was not one fake left shimmy right that worked all season last year and until that last preseason game we saw. I'll actually go a different route here and say Isaiah Pacheco.
Good call. I was going to say 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but then I remembered Andy.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, and they, well, if you remember, that's kind of my point is if you remember last year when it all went to crap last year, they signed Kareem Hunt and they leaned on him heavy for about 6 or 7 weeks, and it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Pacheco, he could be 5 or 6 yards. He has a burst that seems to be back. He's worked on his speed game. He's worked on his catching out of the backfield. I don't think there's anyone who can replace Rice, but I think a combination of, we mentioned Kelce, Worthy, Thornton can kind of help out the passing game enough, but I think it's going to be running the ball more, and I think this offensive line, that's kind of where their strengths tend to, is getting upfield and getting hands on a body and creating some gaps for Pacheco. So I think that's where they'll lean.
Having a healthy Hunt and Pacheco too this year can add so much more to your arsenal from a running standpoint where you can take that pressure off.
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes, like, you don't need to throw the ball 85 times.
No, you
a
do
game.
Not.
Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Ben Maller. Plus, Mac will take it away once again with one word here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
It is time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, we do it every week right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our good friends up at the Landing in Liberty, home of the Ben Maller chicken tenders and my Bavarian pretzel as well. And Ben, I guess you've been caught up as much as we have with the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce news. I love it. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic, but I love it when people get mad that two people are getting married and it's going to take away from football. What are your thoughts on the Travis Taylor engagement that finally arrived this week?
Yeah, so I was a skeptic, guys. It's good to be on with you. I was like, well, this is going to go on for a while, but it's not going to actually end in any kind of real like engagement and wedding bells and all that. So I was surprised. I woke up to the news. I was sleeping when the announcement came, and I had all these text messages. And when I get a lot of text messages while I'm sleeping because I work the overnight show, normally someone died. But in this case, no one died. It was actually a happy story, so that was kind of cool. And now we move on to the wedding. But yeah, the callers and the people that give me feedback, Bob, on my show, they are, who knew that just a pop singer who's the most famous woman in the world and a tight end for the Chiefs would be this polarizing, where I'm getting angry messages. I can't listen to your show anymore because you talked about this. It's not a sports story. I'm going to go listen to Coast to Coast. I'm like, well, what do you, it's like the biggest story. It's a crossover story. Like, what do you want me to do? I think it's a fascinating story. I mean, I'm not as in love with it as some of the other people, but I think it's a good story. It's certainly interesting that Travis Kelce could marry. And you think about it, he's made a lot of money. He's you know, he's rich. She's wealthy. Like, is there going to be a prenup? Like, I have a lot of questions about what happens before the wedding. You know, where do they get married? Where are they going to end up living? You know, how much money is he going to get if it doesn't work out? Are they going to have kids? They got to do that soon. They're in their 30s. Like, there's a bunch of different angles to this. So I'm into it. You know, there are other people that are totally obsessed with it. I'm not at that level. It's a good story.
Ben, I want to bring this up because the other news yesterday in the world of Kansas City sports was the Rashee Rice situation.
Yeah,
I feel like there's two different sides to this. Some people think, you know, maybe challenge it, you know, maybe show your hand as well. But the six games is what he settled on. He'll miss the first six games of the season. Are you in favor of just doing what he did, rip the Band-Aid off, take your suspension, and settle with six games? Because I believe six is – some people will never think it's fair enough. We've had some people say he doesn't deserve to be suspended in Kansas City, and then there's some people that say he should be suspended for an entire year. Interested to know what your perspective is from out of the market.
Yeah, yeah. So, Dusty, I think the thing about these – as I understand it, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think these this has been the way for a couple years in the NFL, where the last couple years they've kind of negotiated a deal. Then they announce it, like, behind the scenes. They say, here's how many games we want to suspend you. And they do it. Where in the past, they would suspend guys without negotiating, and then they'd appeal, and they'd have to chop games off. But now they've kind of come up with this common ground thing. Rice was a knucklehead. You know, he could have killed someone. I know he didn't, and he's lucky. But if he had killed someone, he would have been in jail, and that would have been it for Rashee Rice. And so it seems like a reasonable compromise to me. In the old days, I think, well, he should have been suspended much longer than that. But, you know, six games is a good amount of time, and he's got a chance to come back. And assuming the, you know, as far as the football stuff is concerned, you know, whenever he does come back, and we'll see how the Chiefs are doing. But that's a pretty good pickup for the Chiefs when he comes back, whether on week seven or week eight or whenever he ends up actually coming back and playing for the Chiefs. But, yeah, it's pretty bad when you did the drag race thing, like you're in the movie. And then you're videoed by, you know, 17 people walking off the highway. You know, it's like, I don't know how you can say I didn't do it. Like, you know, or I don't know what your excuse would be. I just, that blows me away. Like, I can't, I'm so paranoid about all that stuff. I've been in a few accidents, and I just, you know, I sit there and I'm like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. I can't imagine just like, ah, that's it. I'll just leave the car. I'm out. See you, boys. Can't imagine that.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, and you know, on the NFL side of things, this is kind of the dead week now in the NFL, right? It's all you know, done with the cuts, and you know, the biggest name yesterday getting cut was probably Tommy DeVito around the NFL. But I think all the attention this week now, rightfully so, begins with the college game. Big one tonight, Nebraska-Cincinnati, sold out at Arrowhead Stadium. There is a tailgate inside Kauffman Stadium on the concourse for over 2,000 people. That's how many people are going to be at this college game tonight. But I think what we're all looking forward to, obviously, is the weekend. We got the Texas-Ohio State game to kind of kick the college football season off on Saturday. You couldn't have asked for a better way to kick this thing off.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. This is the standalone weekend for college football, and I don't get too much into it on my overnight show because the NFL is so much bigger, but I will be fully engaged. I'm right there. I've circled a couple games that I want to watch, and the Texas and Ohio State game, Bob, obviously the big one. The Arch Manning story. There are three, I have determined, after a minutes-long review of college football, there are three stories that cross over. In Arch Manning, Heisman, the Manning royal family, right, the whole thing, that is he going to live up to the hype, the family legacy of Texas. You've got Deion Sanders still. How does he do without his kid, without the big razzmatazz they had the last couple years at Colorado? And then obviously Monday night, Belichick at North Carolina and his lady friend, the gold digger. And how does that all turn out on Monday night? Those are the three coolest stories. And then there's some other ones that are pretty good, like Alabama. They play Florida State. That used to be a big deal. If you're doing like old guy radio, remember Notre Dame and Miami, the convicts and the Catholics, and that was always a huge thing a million years ago. They're matching up this weekend. So there's some other like secondary games that are cool, but Texas and Ohio State is the game. And Ohio State, so petty, they banned David Portnoy. Like, what are you doing? Bad job by you. Who goofed? I've got to know. And so that whole setup, just adding another layer of intrigue to that matchup. So I'm fired up. Listen, Arch Manning said the other day, he's like, oh, we don't really have a bullseye on our back. Yes, you do. You're about to find out. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So what's the expectation for Arch Manning this year?
The expectation, he wins the Heisman Trophy. Texas ends up in the playoff, and they're one of the final teams. They don't necessarily have to win the national championship, but the expectation is that Arch Manning goes out. He only played two. He started, what, two games last year for the Longhorns? Like, you don't really know. And he sat behind a guy who was a seventh-round draft pick that he could not beat out, who's now with the Miami Dolphins. But that's not a great resume. The question is he as good, or do we sit there and say, there she blows, Arch Manning, overrated, the guy's a stiff, and it's gonna be immediate. Like, if he goes out and beats Ohio State, that's only going to add another layer to this thing and make it big. He goes out there and rides the vomit comet, in the horseshoe and this turns out to be a debacle, it's going to be Barry Arch Manning. He's not that good. He's living off the Manning name, and that's going to be the story everyone's yapping about here the beginning of next week before we get back into the swing of things with the NFL. That, and of course, don't forget the other story from the NFL, which is still there lingering, Micah Parsons. So that's still kind of in the background if you're not into the college football stuff.
Ben, what are you hoping for with the Micah Parsons situation? Do you want to see him go somewhere else and really stick it to Jerry Jones, or are you kind of just going to sit back and smile and say, here we go again, another Cowboy story that ends the way the Cowboy stories always do?
Yeah. So I bet, Dusty, that this is going to end the same way that all these things do, that right before the kickoff, either the day before or next Thursday, week from today, there'll be an announcement on NBC's pregame show. Jerry Jones has reached, you know, Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones have found common ground, and there's a new extension, and then we're going to go into the season. Like, that's the way it's gone the last couple of years. That's Jerry's playbook. He's a maestro, as we've talked about over the last couple of years on this show. Bob, you've pointed out the carnival barker of Jerry Jones, and he's got a little Vince McMahon in him also. So I just think that's the way it's going to go, and they're not going to trade him. That's not what Jerry does. He loves to hold on to these guys. And Micah Parsons, as good as he is, he has vanished in some big games the Cowboys have been in. It's not like he's without guilt on that. He's kind of the defensive Dak Prescott, where he's played well against mediocre teams, and then in some big games he's vanished. But he's going to get his money, and I believe that to be true. And by the time we chat, well, maybe not next week because we'll be on early next week, but the following week there'll be some kind of deal.
All right, Ben, before we let you get out of here, I want you to think about this from a different aspect. I think, like, Bill Belichick, with all this stuff from yesterday, you mentioned the gold digger stuff, the trademark stuff, the video stuff, all the stuff that's gone on since he's gone to North Carolina. I think he may be the coach, the player, the figure in the NFL and college football this year, both of those two encompassing, that may be under the most pressure. Because if they go out there and lay a stinker, those alums at North Carolina that already are embarrassed by Bill Belichick are going to get real loud. Do you think he's the guy in football totality this year that may be under the most scrutiny?
Well, from the fact that you look at Belichick's age, and he ultimately wants to get back to the NFL. Like, if he goes out there and they're terrible in Chapel Hill, then you're like, okay. But I would say the one ahead of him, because he's a younger coach, is Caleb DeBoer at Alabama. They were not as good last year, you know, following Nick Saban. And if they go out there, those Alabama boosters, you know what it's like in Tuscaloosa. They're not going to put up with another substandard year for Alabama, and he'll be gone. He'll be 2 years and gone. So, but Belichick is obviously high up there, because it seems like he's unstable. There's a lot of wacky stuff. If I had said 10 years ago that Bill Belichick would be in college football and he'd be trademarking gold digger, and I mean, you'd be like, that's nonsensical. That's never going to happen. That's cockamamie. But here we are. So, and if they don't win on top of that, oh my, yeah, that's going to be a hot mess. It's going to be ugly. But it's not like North Carolina. They know what they signed up for. They've sold out every home game. They're on ESPN pretty much every game, or every other game they're on ESPN. So they're going to get national exposure. And if it works out, they could end up, who knows, in the Southeastern Conference or something crazy like that.
No doubt. Ben, we appreciate it. Enjoy the college football weekend and all the fun foods and dips and all kinds of stuff that go along with football season. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. And try to get me into that wedding if you can. I know you guys will be there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Ben Maller with us here on 96.5 The Fan. It's all brought to you by The Landing Up in Liberty.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. One,
Velociraptor. Two,
this is three. One word on Fesco and Dusty.
Can you replace that? Can you replace the Velociraptor with the oatmeal raisin?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. Yeah, we'll have to get on that. We haven't talked about the boys in blue last night. Huge win.
Mm-hmm.
Started two nights ago with a comeback of four. And if you were looking for any sort of spark that could ignite a run, could have been that comeback, a 12-1 victory last night. kicking the ass of the Chicago White Sox and winning that series 2-1. They start against the Detroit Tigers tomorrow night right here at Kauffman Stadium. One word on the Royals last night.
Therapeutic. That was a fun one. It was 1-1, and then Bobby gets the big hit, and then all of a sudden the floodgates are open. And you look at the final. Did you look at the finals in baseball? There was a 20-3 final. Ooh. There was like a 12-2 final here, 11-3 final there. It was a big night in baseball. Position players were pitching and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So you know that's a good night when you got a guy like, you know, looks worse than batting practice up there. But for me, the big takeaway was obviously the win, and you keep pace. But now Salvador Perez, guys, we're inside a legitimate statistical Hall of Fame chase for the rest of the year. He's 4 homers and 7 RBIs shy of 1,000. 4 homers shy of 300, 7 shy of 1,000 RBIs. We got legit history getting ready to take place this season. I hope Salvi gets this thing done before the season ends. I think he will.
Yeah, my word for the last time would be work. Just keep going to work. Keep beating these teams. Keep winning. You get a day off today. You get to go back home and relax. To go to Bob's take earlier, A's won 7-0, Giants won 12-3, Rangers won 20-3, Royals won 12-1, Braves won 12-1, and Yankees hit 8 home runs and won 11-2. I think they hit 5.
They hit 5 in one inning, and in that same inning, Anthony Volpe almost made all 3 outs.
And then struck out to a position player. Get out of New York, Anthony. Get out while you can. But yeah, one word, work. Keep going to work. Take your lunch pail. Now you get the big bad Tigers at home. And by the way, Sunday's game, the last Sunday before the NFL football season starts on a holiday weekend, Tarik Skubal versus Michael Wacha.
Smash.
I know that I'm hard.
Yes, sir.
That's a quiet one.
Still ways away.
Rashee Rice, he will not be going to work in 8 days, as he has been suspended for the first 6 games of the season. It came out yesterday morning right after our show. One word on the Rashee Rice suspension.
Finality.
Yep. Yep. Deserved. 6 games. Stop breaking the law. Learn your lesson. What, he went out week 4, missed the entire season, including the...
Week 3, yep.
Or week... It was week 4.
Okay.
Against the Chargers. And I think that when you look at that, so he's missed 4 and 18, so there's 12 games in the regular season, plus he missed the 3 games in the playoffs. There's 15 games plus 6. He's going to miss 21 games in the first, what, 3 years
he's gonna
of his
miss,
career?
He's going to miss more than he's played.
21 games missed in his first 3 years of his career. So deserved, eye-opening. And now you get to kind of put all that behind you. It's the last distraction for this team of the season. Now we move on and go get to work and take care of business and put up or shut up time in Kansas City. Everybody hates you. Everyone thinks the dynasty's over.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to watch you to lose. Everyone's happy your wide receiver's out for 6 games. Put up or shut up. Go out there and do it.
And that's the low-hanging fruit of the Nationals. Oh, Rashee Rice is out to the Chiefs. I get dumber about the Chiefs when I watch ESPN. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I walk by the screen out here because, you know, we got to do our laps with all the arrows pointing the directions around here, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're doing my laps, and I see Chief Concerns, and it's a Rashee Rice, and it's Mahomes getting sacked in the Super Bowl. I'm like, I just became a dumber human being by watching Chiefs coverage on ESPN. So I'm going to tell all my Chiefs fans, friends out there, don't watch ESPN when it comes to consuming your thoughts on the Chiefs, because they're going to make you feel dumb.
No, just listen to us.
That's exactly right.
That's all you need
to do. We got you covered. Yeah. We got the right answers here.
Exactly right. Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Fun.
Back on the Chiefs.
You know, it's known as another one. And yep. I like the fact that they do this. A lot of guys leave the organization, don't have success. They come back to the organization. But based on what this season is about, we're not running it back or anything like that. I've coined it the American Pie season, senior year. We're all going to have so much fun. You want guys on this team that know what they're doing. Like, there's no learning curve this year, right? It's like, let's go. Let's start from the beginning and go balls to the wall the entire time. Other than our rookies, we really don't have a lot of time for a learning curve. So get me as many guys that know this system as best as they possibly can, so we don't miss a beat all season long. Because at some point, some running back will be hurt and Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be playing.
My one word would be Frazier-esque. The Royals brought in Adam Frazier for a clubhouse guy to kind of be that guy, can talk to people that has experience with the team and the clubhouse and the way things worked. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was released by the New Orleans Saints yesterday, comes to the practice squad, obviously won't necessarily, I don't think, travel with the team unless he's on the roster, which is the way it goes. But again, can be that guy at practices, can be that guy around the place where it's like, oh, there's Clyde, there's this guy, friend of a lot of teammates, been here, done that sort of thing. So it's kind of Frazier-esque where you're bringing in a camaraderie that can be positive. And why not? He knows the system. He knows his team.
I mean, there were some people yesterday like, I can't believe they would do that. I'm like, well, first of all, why are you getting worked up over a practice squad running back?
Yeah. Well, why do people get worked up about Cam Devernay?
Yeah. So. I mean, yeah. Get worked up over you guys. I don't want to say insignificant because I do think Clyde will play some sort of role this season. Let's remember this and see it. At one point in a game this year, there's probably going to be a moment where Clyde Edwards-Helaire has to do something, and we'll see if he gets the job done.
And now that'll be Clyde and not Carson Steele, and I'll take that any day. Ryder Cup, the official golf season is kind of ended, but this also always comes to a climax at the Ryder Cup at the end of the year. Team USA was announced. Scottie Scheffler, J.J. Spahn, Xander Schauffele, Russell Henley, Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Patrick Cantlay, Cameron Young, Ben Griffin, Sam Burns.
Where's Tiger?
Didn't make the cut this year.
Awesome. I love this. This is the team that you wrap your flag around when you go play the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black up in New York. Tough course. Should be fun. Go watch the videos of last time they played the Ryder Cup. Got beat. Zach Johnson failed miserably as a captain. Keegan Bradley gets to come in as he got skimmed last time. They did bring in Justin Thomas. Well-deserved this year. We'll see how the team carries itself in America this year after getting beat last time by the European team. So I'm excited. End of September. Can't wait. Ryder Cup is awesome.
It's for your country. Like, everybody can rally around it, you know? You don't have to be a golf fan.
No, and the way they do it is just amazing. Like, from match play to best ball to alternative shot, all the different ways you can play golf. It's awesome.
It's so much like the World Baseball Classic, where we don't realize how much the players truly care about winning this thing, right? The World Baseball Classic, these dudes want to win that thing, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like for the Ryder Cup, it's the same way, because you can see the intensity out there. That's what makes it so fun. And, like, again, not a golf fan, but you're a sports fan, you're a fan of your country. That's something fun to watch.
It also gives you that fun element, whereas on a Sunday at a golf tournament, there's about four or five guys in contention playing against each other. On Sunday in the Ryder Cup, if it is a neck-and-neck race, you will see, like, Rory McIlroy playing against Scottie Scheffler. Or, you know, they'll do the matchups where they think they can win suit, and then it's like this guy versus this guy, and then the raw emotions come out. Some guys don't wear hats. You get the quietness of the crowd from the villains. You get the pump-up from the crowd, from the heroes. It's absolutely awesome and entertaining for an entire week/weekend of the Ryder Cup. Plus, we'll see if there's any fights this year.
Ooh.
Oh, that could be good, too.
Swing a club.
If you don't remember 2 years ago, there was the caddy versus Rory McIlroy, and then Shane Lowry was, like, shoving Rory into his car because he was getting upset because people were standing over him, and they were waving the hats because apparently Patrick Cantlay didn't want to wear his hat because they thought he was trying to stay ready for his wedding photos. That wasn't the case. We don't know what the true story was. And then everybody was waving their hats and waving their face. You know, these golfers, they bitch and complain about the minute of things, but it's no better tournament in the world than the Ryder Cup, in my opinion. Just my opinion, and my opinion sucks. Coming up on the other side, we get to smash or pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Shawnee Mission Ford as well, on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. We'll do smash or pass on this side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
At it here on a Thursday. Thanks to Ben Maurer for joining us on the interview, as he does every Wednesday here on 96.5 The Fan, or Thursday, I should say, Thursday, landing in Liberty. By the way, our friend Rob Maloney said last night the Nebraska fans were already out and celebrating on the big deck.
Good.
At Maloney's.
Spending money in the town.
That's right.
Love it.
Sell those surfsides, baby. Sell them out. All you can do. Don't forget, if you are caller number 8, since we are 8 days away from the Chiefs' first real season game, after you hear this sounder. That's Bob Fesco doing the cow sound, because you could get a $50 gift certificate to Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Shawnee Mission Ford also on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. Those are our representatives for Smash or Pass here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey. But let's get into it, because there is a game tonight, right? Tennessee.
Nebraska-Cincinnati
at Arrowhead, sold out. Dylan Raiola playing in the sanctuary of Patrick Mahomes.
God, he's got to be so excited to play.
Wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
That's your
I know
guy,
that I'm hard.
Right? That's your guy.
I'd be just excited to play at Arrowhead if I was any of those kids. A great experience.
Hell yeah.
Especially that it's going to be sold out. You know, that's the really cool
game?
Thing about it. Night game, sold out,
ESPN.
Nebraska fans. Like, it's a big deal, right? We've seen college games in Arrowhead Stadium with no fans in there. That sucks. That's lame. Last year with Kansas, not a lot of fans were going. Playing in a stadium like that, not having a lot of fans there would stink. But playing tonight, and I know Nebraska gets big crowds all the time, but this is Arrowhead, man. You get to play in the field of the defending, you know, AFC champion Chiefs and all this kind of great stuff. Like, should be a fun experience, especially for Cincinnati, too.
No doubt about it. And speaking of Nebraska, they're going to finally serve alcoholic beverages for the first time ever at Memorial Stadium in 2025. So Cornhusker fans, get excited for that, as Troy Dannon issued his, rite of passage as to why they're doing it. The Huskers sold beer one time. It was at a Garth Brooks concert, and during it, or two times, and then during that sold-out volleyball match at Memorial Stadium as well. Thus, the open preseason scrimmage served the first college football event with booze last month. The official craft beer for the Nebraska Athletics was announced not too long ago thereafter. Fresh squeeze, Big Red style, meet the Corn Husker Crusher. Not a better name for a
great
beer.
Awesome. Okay. And it goes to the NIL too, which is cool.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. All nice. These kind of marketed beers go to the NIL.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, vodkas and whatnot that they got going on. So there's 121,000 beers ordered for every game at Nebraska Stadium. Now, they did the math on this one. About 37,000 people are going to participate, or 77,000 people are going to participate that are roughly of drinking age.
Yep.
So approximately, you whittle it down, about 60% of those folks are going to drink. That leaves about 37,000 fans who they expect to have at least one alcoholic beer. At 121,000 beers that they're going to have for each game, that's 3.25 beers per person. Sounds to me like a challenge has been issued.
Exactly.
That's the way I look at it. Challenge issued.
Easy. That's easy.
And to go deeper, the 121,000 tall boy number applies only to beer.
Oh.
That doesn't necessarily include like hard seltzers or Surfside, stuff like that as well. But again, either way, I think Nebraska fans can do it if they want it bad enough. Challenge accepted is the end of the article.
Yeah,
because
that's a smash.
3.27, I would definitely have a Cornhusker Crusher just to have one.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well done, can design as well.
I will say, with the math they did too, they did not include underage students, as they shouldn't have. That's fine, but we all know what's going to be happening. So I would add some numbers.
Oh, nothing.
I'll take two crushers.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, where did that other one go? Yeah. I have no idea.
You have two IDs?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So 3.27. I mean, shoot, man. That's me, easy. You, Bob, and Binkley would have double that.
Yeah.
That'd be, what, 6, 6, 6, 6. That's 6. That's 24. We're doing our part if we went to a game.
Binkley's bringing Cool Ranch Doritos on Saturday in a 6-pack.
Smash.
Is that okay?
Smash.
No doubt. Cool Ranch Doritos are the number one chip of the world.
Yeah.
I'll die on that hill if
you
I have to.
You better bring two bags, Jay.
Or a party size. The other thing, too, is with the news yesterday, that was the engagement news of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. A bunch of, like, restaurants and little, you know, sort of places kind of fell into the trap of using their platform and taking the other platform of the news and windling it into some sort of deal.
Smart.
With promo codes and whatnot. So, for instance, on DoorDash, ordering takeout so you can stream Eras Tour and Super Bowl highlights, DoorDash is offering 13% off, because of course they are, of all orders when you use the code 13 at checkout now through today at 11:59 p.m. So if you don't want to go
Pacific time. So if you're out tonight and it's like midnight, 12:30, you can still get the code.
Or if you don't want to leave the house because you're a Huskers fan, you're getting ramped up and you're having a bunch of crushers, and you're like, you know what? I want to get something DoorDash or something like that. 13 at the promo code, 13% off your DoorDash order today.
Man, that's awesome. That's cool. Papa John's, if you're a Papa member, Papa John's reward member, they're going to give you just $13 in rewards.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
It's like a za almost.
Yeah. And then also Papa John's, also if the Royals win, 40% off your order the next day.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Royals win, Papa wins. The self-proclaimed Swiftie Krispy Kreme offered free donuts for the class from 5 to 7 p.m. on the day of the engagement announcement. While you can no longer score the deal, we gave major props to their clever marketing.
That's good. So that is good.
From 5 to 7 after the announcement was like, free donuts. Why not? What's better than
come on
than,
over.
Than a Krispy Kreme glazed donut fresh off the press, a free Krispy Kreme glazed donut fresh off the press. Remember the promo code for the Royals? Mac, too young, but you know too well. The Royals got 13 hits. 13 you got hits. Free 13 I Krispy mean, Kreme donuts in the line, dude.
We're like, down 10-0, and people are chanting, we want donuts. We want donuts.
It was crazy, man. I did it one time, went to the Krispy Kreme on Nolan Road, which is no longer there. Got there at like 6 o'clock in the morning. 15 to 20 cars just waiting to get the free donuts, man. That was done.
Well, how long are you willing to wait, though, for something like that? Eventually, your time is more
just
than
once.
The... No, like how long are you willing to wait in a line for
30?
That?
Well, if I go I'll one time and one time only, it doesn't matter. Like, obviously, I don't want it to be an hour. They should be pumping out those donuts. And I think Panera did a deal, too, where they were giving away, like, 13 bagels or something like that for a little bit when the Royals got hits. And then they were running out of bagels, and they're like, yeah, we're done doing this. So we continue on through Smasher Pass because Tasting Table, a wonderful article, did ice cream per state. So
yeah,
they did
fun.
All these different ice creams for the state that they live in. Of course, Mississippi is like mud pie or whatever the hell it is. Minnesota was cookies and cream, hell of a flavor.
Smash.
Michigan was Superman. If you're wondering what that is, it's a striking blend of colors and flavors and a regular feature in Michigan scoop shops. Named after its resemblance to the DC superhero red, blue, and yellow costume, Superman ice cream is sure to brighten up your day.
Yeah.
The blue element is typically blue moon flavor, which many liken to bubblegum or marshmallows, while the red pop part tends to be a berry or cherry flavor for the yellow swirl. You'll find versions that are lemon, banana, or vanilla ice cream. Kansas was weird, right?
I never heard of this. K-Staters may know about this. Mm-hmm. It's Purple Pride ice cream. Mac, do you know anything?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, they have a dairy farm in Manhattan at K-State. The Call Hall Dairy Bar. Mm-hmm. And one of their flavors they call is this Purple Pride that is a K-State flavored ice cream with blueberry. And it's, you know, blueberry and milk basically made on campus. I'd like to try that. I've never heard of that ice cream before, but it sounds really, really good.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just texted Fizzy. We'll see.
My proud state, Missouri, cookie dough.
That's a good one.
It's an awesome one.
So man. Proud. That's my favorite ice cream flavor. Just, it's vanilla ice cream with cookie dough balls in it.
So good.
At Dairy Queen, you throw in some Oreo pieces. Smash, smash, smash.
Sonic used to have great cookie dough ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
Now, New Hampshire's ice cream is pumpkin. Now, that has to, like, nobody's going for pumpkin ice cream in, like, March, are they?
No, I hope not.
I mean, but unless it's one of those flavors. If you were, like, reminiscent of a state, if you were represented by a state of ice cream, which one would you be?
Mm-hmm.
Because mine is Massachusetts with the coffee ice cream. Love it to death. So that would be me.
Kentucky's is nice.
What is that?
Bourbon vanilla.
Oh, that's
that would
good.
Be gas.
I think your father, your old man would like it. Yeah. As a world-renowned producer of bourbon, Kentucky is somewhere you'll find many booze-infused ice creams. Bourbon vanilla is particularly well-flavored flavor here.
That's a good combo.
Along with bourbon pecan and bourbon praline, the natural smoky warmth of the liquor gives the ice cream an ultra-decadent feel, and it pairs beautifully with the flavors such as caramel, chocolate, and pecan, too.
Yeah, that's good.
If you're enjoying a scoop or two of this grown-up treat at home, you could even whip up a bourbon butter sauce to drizzle on top.
I've been known to get a scoop of ice cream and just pour whiskey over the top of it.
Because in the background, it's a female holding up a waffle cone of vanilla ice cream with Maker's Mark in the background.
Yeah, that's
Maker's Mark, man. Yeah,
I like that. What do you guys think of New Mexico's green chili ice cream?
I'm all good on that one. No thanks.
I'll try anything, but no.
Because Hatch chili season. I think we're coming kind of to the end. It's only like a 3-week period where you get the Hatch chilies, and I love them.
Mm.
But I don't know if I want that in ice cream.
Mm. Yeah, I'm good. There's a few of these that I'm like, eh.
What else don't
New
you
Jersey's
like?
New Jersey's is pistachio.
Oh, so good.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm in on
so
that.
You're aware of that one, oh, obviously, yeah. Being from there.
Yeah, pistachio ice cream. I used to not like it. I love it now.
Nut is so good.
So good.
So you need to get this Dubai chocolate.
Yes.
Bars. Oh, I took a picture. I was going to send it to you last night, but I forgot. But these are fantastic, man. It's got the green ice cream covered.
It looks really
cool.
They're
outstanding. Yeah.
I'd have a round with North Dakota. They're mango ice cream.
Yeah, that sounds good. Very refreshing.
What is New York? And I think Alaska has this as well. UBE.
Oob.
Have you had that?
No idea. No idea what that is. I just want to say oob.
Ube ice cream. Like,
what about
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Rhode Island, did you see that one?
What do they have?
It's Brickley's Coffee Oreo. That's kind of a bang of two flavors there.
I don't know. Not super in on that.
Coffee Oreo,
Caller 8, tell Mac he's awesome, you love his laugh, and that his hair is beautiful, and you could be the winner of a Booth Creek Wagyu gift card of $50. It's KC's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th at Metcalf, and also Shawnee Mission Ford on a mission to do more online at ShawneeMissionFord.com. That is Smash or Pass. Coming up on the other side, Eli Drinkwitz, you don't have a quarterback, or do you? We find out tonight against Central Arkansas and discuss on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Kegs and eggs and football, let's go.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.